Michelangelo once said, "The greatest danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that it's too low and we reach it." Welcome to Life Talk with Jesse Meester. As an international actor, entrepreneur, and world traveler with millions of followers, Jesse seeks to speak and learn from the most insightful, successful people in the world, sharing love and life together. This is Life Talk, and this is your host, Jesse Meester.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Life Talk. I am here with my good friend, Pietro Simone. I am so excited to announce a long-awaited and requested guest, somebody that has been my skin coach, somebody that I haven't seen in about 2 years, but we've stayed in touch, and I hope to see him soon. Revolutionary in the skin industry, Pietro, I'm so happy that you are here.
I'm really happy, and thank you so much. I'm really happy to chat with you.
Yeah, you've been busy lately. It's been quite tough to get you, like, you know, to speak to you.
It's been slightly strange. Yeah. I think for everyone it's been interesting years and months. And I guess for myself, it's been also a time to regroup myself in my business, in my life, in my sort of like decisions, and some of them really courageous. Therefore, it's been quite busy. Yeah, very strange.
So tell me a little bit about like Pietro Simone and then like Pietro Simone skincare. Like how did you grow up and where did it all start?
Well, Pietro Simone, it's basically just a weirdo guy who really loves skincare and really loves the science, who doesn't really care about the marketing, about the appearance nowadays. I think luckily for me, in my own family, in my own friendships, I always had some very incredible people that guided me through clearly a professional growth, but in the meantime, a personal. That's probably what I have to say, and thanks all these people for the patience they had with me. I'm Italian. I grew up right in the middle between Milan and Bergamo. I felt that at some point I needed to spread my wings, and I left Italy to go to London, and I stayed in London for 6 years. And now again, I challenged myself and I came into New York City or in the States. So me as a person, what can I tell you? I'm really, sometimes maybe think seems that I'm difficult, but I'm actually very easy, very funny. I like to take joke of myself. I like to laugh because I think it's one of the best ingredients possible to live your life in the better way. I like to learn, and I like to, you know, share with friends and family and whoever. What is Pietro Simone skincare? That's the weird part, because 6 years old, I knew already that I wanted to be in skincare specifically, because I was getting all the products out of the bathroom from my grandma, from my mom, from my sister. I guess I had a call from that one, and it's been an interesting more than 25 years now, situations around the skincare from the luxury point of view when I was 18 and 19, to the evolution in a much more medical field to understand more about the skin as an organ rather than a marketing instrument. I went through many different sort of like trainings and courses and school, even the hairdresser, and then beauty, Academy of Beauty, everything possible to be able to understand and have my own knowledge and mostly my own method regards beauty. And that's what I think I'm trying to make my own battle in this world, not just to have a brand that is going to get famous, but it's really create a very important synergy between people and beauty.
So were you always this entrepreneurial? Were you always like, hey, I want to start my own business, I want to make a difference in the skincare industry? Because it's quite a competitive market. Like, I mean, you know, get yourself in there with such a unique idea, and like the investment is huge.
I think I'm a Taurus, so I guess I'm very stubborn on things that I believe, although I don't know how much difference is going to make on the, in this sense, but I knew that I wanted to be in skincare. I knew that I worked and I had the privilege to work with one of the most incredible brands all around the world. I didn't really know. First of all, I don't even know now if I'm entrepreneurial now or if I'm a dreamer, because there's two different ways to see this direction. And I really am very quite open and upfront to say that, because you follow a dream. If you're not following a dream just made out of money, which I think beauty cannot consider only in that direction, otherwise it won't be something that is going to empower people. But the entrepreneurial part, I think, has built it up through many, you know, struggles and mistakes since when I was 24, when I started my own business, all the way until now, because it's never-ending story, to be honest with you. On the other side, I do believe that when you have a passion that it's far beyond anything else, then you're going to probably push everything until you achieve a specific result, not even a level, mostly result.
Wow. So you always had a dream, like for like this, like it wasn't like this, you didn't see yourself as an entrepreneur. You just wanted to do something you were passionate about. But then like, where do you start? Like, I mean.
So the reality, Jesse, is 6 years old and I was getting all these products from the bathroom. I was trying. Yeah. My main question at that time, at 6 years old boy in a, I would say, conservative Italian family full of women, was what the hell is going on in the bathroom? Then this woman comes out radiant and happy. Yeah. They were smiling even more than they were going to see, I don't know, whoever, the husband or whatever it was, right? And that question was always in me. And I remember the first time that I sprayed the fragrance. I remember the dream, the feeling, everything related to this very sense of auto-indulgence, taking care of me, feeling great with myself, beside, you know, even my family at that time. And I think this concept evolved throughout the years. And that's where took me where I am now. Always following that part, my dream in terms of result is to see people happy and supported. That's what I do believe. Beauty is the language, and skincare and treatments are the tools that I use to connect with people and to work with them. It's not easy. We probably will stay and do a podcast for probably the next 2 months, speaking only the psychological point of view of beauty.
Yeah.
But I think that's what is happening now. There is an evolution in the world. Beauty is not anymore what it was 20 years ago, neither 5 years ago, and neither pre-COVID. Therefore, I think that's where led me to where I am now.
So like, you step into this market, and I think it's such a beautiful story. What are you doing differently? What are you seeing like in the market happening where you're like, hey, this is what Pietro Simone, if I pronounce it correctly, does different? I've seen and experienced it myself when I came to London. But what is that? Like, what makes you different?
Well, I think the main part that makes me different, that I really care about the people. And my products, if I'm talking specific of the skincare, are coming because I'm treating people every single day. So in other words, I have the privilege to see people 3, 4, 6, 10 people a day for facials and body treatment. So I can see, or I can at least say, 15 years ago, the skin was in that direction, or I had more situation in that way. Nowadays, I can see that one. So my products are built up because I personally research everything. I personally go and find ingredients with all the publications, with all the trials, with all the percentages of activities. So I build the products because I know what I need to deliver the results for whoever comes to have a facial or a body treatment, except the fact that where I also add the lifestyle on that, which I'm trying to educate. It's probably too strong. What I'm trying to say is make a wide open knowledge for the people in terms of skincare does that. But if you're looking to get there, then there are other, you know, routes that we need to follow. So that's what Pietro Simone is all about. It's transparency. It's easy to be understood. It's biocompatible with the skin. it works what it actually says. There's no a lifting cream, which we know that a cream cannot lift your face in the way that you expect psychologically when you read the lifting. Helps is one thing, lifting is another one. So I guess there is someone behind. How many times you stop in a big department store and you check so many brands, and if you ask yourself who is behind in most of these brands, you won't be able to give a reply. Or the reply will be, there's going to be probably many, many different companies and God knows how many, you know, marketing research they get there, which I'm very happy for them to be there. But for me, for my method, for my vision of beauty and the world, I am behind with all the people that work with me. So if you say something, I'm there.
Did you see your business scale quickly, or like, was it very difficult to establish yourself in London? Because I've kind of like seen you grow and grow and grow very rapidly, rightfully so, because your products are so good, right? And you, I think what you said was so significant is like, it's my name. I research everything myself. I stand behind what I do. I'm the face of the brand. And this is also where the power of personal branding, you know, steps in. What do you feel like was that growth? Like, you started in London, now you're in the Empire State Building is behind you. Like, you've made some like big moves with your company.
I do believe that I don't think there is just a concept of being lucky or something. I think it's the point of deliver. When I say deliver, it means what do you expect? And in beauty, in cosmetic, in treatments, in aesthetic, all this kind of big macro world, sometimes there's always been very much big names and big promises that never been completed, because it's practically impossible to be able to give you, you know, a result like a surgery. So I think my growth, it's based out of a diligent, transparent approach. If I do something wrong, I have to say excuse without any problem. But if I do something in the right way, I need to stand behind what I'm doing in a very systematic way. What I'm trying to say is my growth is working because I am trying to be, and it's easy for me to be 100% transparent. And in the beauty world, it's what people really need nowadays. The miracles that's been sold for the past 20 years, where we know that it doesn't come. You want to be fit, that means you need to eat well, you need to sleep, you need to exercise. Even if you do surgery every single day, which is impossible, you won't, you know, last the result, because that's not how the humans work. I think at the last part that I'm telling you, Jesse, is the skin is the theater of life and it's an organ. You can try to paint whatever you want to paint with all the strategy, with all the influencers, with all the crazy VIPs possible around the world. But if you don't deliver, there's no place.
Yeah, true. How were you able to balance your personal relationships with, you know, being so busy in your business?
Well, there's been time that I wasn't really able. So I seek, you know, helps. So nowadays for me, it's have a nice training session on my own where I can use my body, especially if I'm all day long sitting down or do treatments. I do definitely like to walk here in New York, especially now. I lose myself sometimes, like going around all the different streets. But then there is also the very more easy part. Sometimes it's a massage, sometimes it's a cutting off telephone, computer and everything and just get the music around and enjoy a very nice, food, something, or a very nice Napa Valley red wine glass, if it helps.
Yeah.
As long as I do things in the right way, I manage in that part. Do I really have a life sometimes? People ask me this question many times because they told me, my God, Pietro, the last 3 months you were in every single places in America and in London and all of that. But that's my life. I don't feel that one as being a stress. So I know mentally what I'm doing and how I need to manage. and that's my life. I don't need to seek another life saying, oh my God, I'm so stressed. Well, I created myself. Why would I do that?
Do you or did you have a relationship?
Well, it's been very not since 2015. It's not because I didn't.
You've been single since 2015?
Yes.
Wow.
But there's a very big thing over here, which also can be quite scary. I think I needed to sort out whatever happened in my past that didn't allow me to fully enjoy eventually a relationship. And many other little steps came along. And I think beside that, I don't want to be a subordinate of a relationship as well as I don't want to be the dominant one. I want to be a balance between both. That's the way that I do believe should work. And on the other side, if you don't feel ready and you know that there is something not perfectly working on you, why would I have a relationship that I know that is going to possibly can go wrong?
This is so powerful. This is so powerful. I like the fact that you're so self-aware. Like if more people were like that, you know, the problem is, and we discussed this a lot in this podcast, is that we all have issues. We all have baggage from our past, right? But we bring those things into new relationships. And then that person also has baggage. So yeah. it's like dysfunction on dysfunction when nobody really wants to work on their own dysfunction first. So we and then like they have babies and so forth or not. But like it's just crazy that like we live in a world that just where not many people are self-aware like you just described. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
Thank you. I really appreciate your words. I think clearly when you come from the struggle and from the pain, you either have two choices, embrace it and work it out, or, you know, you become a subordinate of them and they will keep staying every single day with you. And probably because I've been in a very busy life in terms of meeting people for work, and I saw, as you can imagine, everything possible. Sometimes I like to say, I will probably write a book at some point, not memories of a geisha, but I will write memories of a beautician and skincare, because all the things that I heard, sometimes I can probably do an amazing business. However, I think we should. I think there are all the instruments and the tools that we need, but the main part comes from your heart, making yourself aware of that part. And it's not easy. Sometimes I spent weeks on my own crying and probably not just one glass of wine, but then what's the point? Will I be happy after that? No, really. So I decided to go in that part. I even did very strong challenges. I even done ayahuasca, for example, which really helped me to go in a different level, to be not just only psychological or, let's say, methodically just working towards a psychological idea, but also let everything go out. Let's see what's going to happen. And I was ready. I got prepared. I prepared myself and I was ready to go also in that direction. And it really did help me. For many other people, maybe won't. But the first one that it was in charge, it was myself, because I knew that I needed to do it. And still I'm doing, because I'm far away to be perfect, which I won't be anyway. But still, it's a process that you do on a daily basis, I believe. And it should be embraced and accepted.
Do you like also meditate?
I do like meditation, but I guess my meditation comes mostly when I'm with music.
Mm-hmm. And that's dynamic meditation, kind of like, yeah. Okay. Wow. Pietro, that's incredible. And are you like, do you think that ayahuasca has been like life-changing for you? Or do you feel it was the moments after that, that you've had more answers?
I don't think that ayahuasca was life-changing as itself. Mm-hmm. I think I got prepared. I think I went through 4 ceremonies. I think it's what's happened after that it was even more powerful, because at that moment, the medicine plant work and do whatever he has to do. But I think it was the opening and the not judgment, let's say, against whatever I did, that every single day something new was coming. And there was this much more willing to read in between lines and one of the things that I think I need to thank Ayahuasca and whoever helped me in that one was losing the judgment, because how much judgmental we are nowadays, and we cover up ourselves with judging other people and situations or whatever, where we don't even know what's happening on them to act in whichever way. So Ayahuasca was life-changing, yes, because I decided to use it perfectly to help me to get better with myself, not with the other, which hopefully getting better with myself will end it up to be also to be better with the other people.
That is beautiful. Yeah. And do you like now, you know, since 2005, you've been single. Do you feel like now you are more ready, or do you still feel like, you know what, I'm fine?
I don't know if we will ever be able to say I'm ready. I think when we start as people saying, oh, I'm ready for a relationship, that means that you're missing a relationship. That's my personal point of view. I think nowadays I am who I am, and I'm ready to accept whatever comes to me. And if it does make me happy, well, I'll jump on. And if not, happy days. I'm going to have much more evenings with my friends and probably with a glass of wine and a movie. I don't think that I'm ready, but that doesn't mean that I'm not ready. I think as a path, if it will happen, it's because without me saying, it's already manifested into my way to live and express myself.
Yeah. One thing that's amazing. Do you feel like there is a work-life balance? Do you think that's a thing?
I think there should be, mm-hmm. especially because sometimes we get in positions as our body gets to a very big stress. I am one who had many really big stress and different things to help my body to support and to sustain, but also throughout other situations happened back in the days. So there should be. Sometimes, for example, I'm telling myself, okay, you have done 12 hours today and you should close and the rest come tomorrow. Clearly, sometimes it's difficult because the company is mine and I'm in charge of all of that. But there should be people for work. Also, why the question over here is why you're so crazily involved only in work. That's the other part that we can analyze and probably speak and, you know, make it even this discussion way more open. But there should be a balance where you allow yourself to decompress, you allow yourself to relax, you allow yourself to sort of like get better, because you're gonna even perform much better the day after.
I love that. You know, I think it's a very interesting perspective. As far as you know, the people have been asking, obviously, a lot. You do on your Instagram lives a lot of like you know, you share tips for your skin. I see some rollers. Yeah. I'm somebody, you know, that doesn't really do a lot of skincare. I'm the type of guy that really believes in coconut oil, keeping my skin hydrated, you know, putting everything coconut oil, in my hair.
Jeez.
Is that even a good thing? And if not, like, what tips can you share to our audience, what they could do?
Well, let's start already with things already replied a few times. The skin is an organ, so we need to take in consideration that part. And when I speak about treatments, when I speak about skin, it's very difficult sometimes to say, oh, those are the tips. I will try to be as much as possible on an average point of view, but hopefully with what I'm saying, I will sort of like light up the questions into the people that they will start researching and understand for themselves. We have three steps in the skincare that you like it or not, they must be there, especially more of probably the people that listen to us and me and you speaking. We live in the big cities, more or less, you know, pollutions and all of that. So we need to make sure that we have a thorough, strong cleansing. When I say strong, I mean the cleansing of the face with a very good cleansing products must be done at least twice a day. That's something that we cannot skip, because fine powders, pollutants, makeup, all the things that are in the air, they need to be removed from the skin if you want to have a nice, healthy skin and glow. definitely hydration, definitely moisturization, and clearly SPF. Those are the four steps that a man and a woman should have in their own routine. Of course, over here, to be able to say which products. Well, technically, I won't say, oh, you just need to get Pietro Simone official. What I would say is, you guys, girls, you need to start to research and understand your skin. Putting together a business plan of your lifestyle. Do you go out every night? Do you go out once a week? How much alcohol you drink? What kind of food? You don't need to be upfront with me. You need to be upfront with yourself. Meaning, take an A4 white paper, write down what great you do and what not great you do. How many times you have fast food? How many times you drink water? Sometimes I still have girls telling me, oh, but I had a couple of glasses of water a day. I'm like, so then what do you expect from me? To help your cellulite? To help your wrinkles? That doesn't happen. I mean, there's no a cream with magicians inside that can go into your skin and do all the rest for you. That doesn't happen. There is really effort to be used. And an effort for the skin requires few minutes in the morning and few minutes in the evening. I also know very well that it's difficult for everyone to go in a department store, online, wherever they go to buy products and to decide whichever products they want to use. However, be aware and stay out of silicones, parabens, stay out of mineral oils, stay out of chemicals, ingredients that you see as mineral oil, petrolatum, again, parabens and silicones and dimethicone and all that stuff. Stay out. You don't need to. The skin doesn't need whatever they're going to say. It doesn't need. Go and find the products that really inspire you. And there are people behind. They can tell you from the A to the Z what there is inside and what these products can do into your skin. And don't go crazy. Oh, I need to use 75 products for my skin. No, neither that one works. Start with a nice routine with your four products that you need to have. And then eventually you can add a scrub, you can add a peel, you can add a mask. Those are things that comes along afterwards. But before, at least start to have the basic and fundamental regimen that it's a great cleanser with a great serum and a great moisturizer and an SPF. Those are the four steps that you cannot miss. Well, clearly the SPF not in the evening because you're not going to get sun exposure when you're going to bed. But yeah, then the rest needs to be there. All the rest need can be then build it up afterwards.
And what about my big jar of coconut oil? Like
now, in the beauty market, as well in the market in general, and this is clearly becoming controversial, we need to understand where these products are coming from. Now, the coconut oil, it's not an oil that I don't like. I don't get super crazy, but I certainly don't dislike it. If it's an amazing quality, which needs to be clearly understood, it's a very good product because it has a lot of natural antibiotic called monolaurin, very good for the skin. So I wouldn't say no. But does the coconut oil hydrate your skin and clean your skin? No. Is the coconut oil enough for your skin? Well, certainly not. You're young enough and you're hereditary gifted enough to have a great skin as well. Because all of a sudden over here, we speak about skincare, but let me see my family behind. My father, my mother, my grandma. That's already a big point to understand more or less where I'm coming from in terms of skin sort of like concern and quality. But just a coconut oil, no, it's not enough, Jesse, because it doesn't give you all the actions or at least the basics action that you need to have throughout your skincare routine. You need to have a cleanser. You need to have a serum. Doesn't need necessarily to be an anti-aging. Can be a very good hydrating serum. And then you go for your cream and an SPF. You still love coconut oil and you hate Pietro Simone right now because he's killing your coconut oil. Just use it in the night.
It's just like, obviously I'm out of your products. That's just the truth. So I was like, what can I do to keep my skin hydrated? Obviously I have a cleanser. I cleanse my skin 2 times a day and it's been helping, but you know, I'm out of your products. I couldn't get to London and I wasn't able to see, like, know when I saw you again. So I was like, all right, let me try this coconut thing. And it actually, for my feeling, it helped like hydrate. And now you're saying it doesn't hydrate.
Well, it feels, you're going to feel your skin way more smooth because it's an oil. When you apply an oil, all these fatty acids, they link into your skin and gives you this very nice feeling of moisture. But then the hydration comes from glycosaminoglycans. The hydration comes from biofermentation of other ingredients, from the centella, the madecassoside, comes from the hyaluronic acid, comes from activated waters. They can hydrate. Hydration is water. It's the water that needs to be rebalanced into the skin, which unfortunately sometimes we don't even hold, you know, we don't really hold enough into our skin because many different reasons. Therefore, yes, go ahead with your coconut oil, but prior of that one, add a very good hydrating serum.
Got it. Yeah, that's amazing. And then one more thing about the cryotherapy. We've tried it as well together. Yeah. I was actually surprised, everybody that's listening. I was in London and I did a session with Pietro and his team, and I was laying there and they had this thing with ice. You can talk exactly what it is later, like, and they put it over my hamstring and my my glutes, and after that my bum, and you know, I already have a firm bum, was like even more firm, and I was like, wow, that really worked. And I was very enthusiastic about it, like, what is that all about?
So there are clearly different treatments on the market that I use, that I love, and other ones that I don't really like. But cryotherapy is definitely one of the treatments that I do love. For example, when I'm training quite hard in the gym, I like to finish the training, go to the cryo chamber, stay inside 3 minutes, come out, and you know, the day after, I'm still able to walk and not be like, oh my God, what's happened to me? And that's another sort of like translation the beauty market, and in any case the cosmetic market, has been using. So the cryotherapy uses different temperature depending on the firming aspect or in terms of fat removal, and basically what it does a very good strong stimulation of the collagen and on the tissue, because clearly we are working the skin on 6 degrees Celsius, or we even go on -5 when we want to target specifically stubborn area. And it does really work as long as you keep, you know, a good frequency, especially for the toning effect, or depending what you need, or even for the fat removal, because it requires 3, 4, 5, 10 treatments depending, you know, the person, depending the size and all of that. So the cryotherapy really uses a natural compound, which is basically the cold, to be able to treat. Nowadays, you know how much the cold therapy, the ice bath, the cryo chambers are really coming strongly into the market. I started already 5 years ago with the cryo chamber, and it's always been one of my favorite treatments because inflammations, relaxation, sleep pattern, stress. There is this kind of shock when you go on -85 degrees, I don't know how many in Celsius are, that you're like, oh my God, I'm actually freezing. Here in America, my goodness, they are so, so cold that I can actually make maximum 3 minutes. I come out that I'm basically a piece of ice. But I also have to tell you that my inflammation level completely changed, because I like over here have a clinic, they do optimizations. Rather than be medicine, and everything gets in a natural point of view. So we do infrared sauna, and then we do cryotherapy, and we do other things. So the cryotherapy, it's an amazing treatment from my point of view. And the one that you specifically had clearly worked topically in the area, and we worked the hamstring as well as the bum, and the cold there has stimulated the firmness of your skin.
Yeah, wow, that's incredible. When I lived in New York, I was also training at Equinox Hudson Yards, and they have a cryo chamber there. And I always like did the same thing, made me feel amazing. And now sometimes I like, you know, the cold shower thing, the ice baths. Absolutely incredible. A final thing that is also, because, you know, like I have a little bit of scar tissue. It's actually with the age, it has become less and less and less. And I think that's just a natural production of collagen and like new skin layers. But what like for everybody that's listening right now, what could you recommend to, you know, have less scarring?
Well, the scar tissue, it's one of probably the main big problem, and is one of the very most expensive treatments, because unfortunately it doesn't require just one treatment to be able to have an amazing result. It requires a certain amount of treatments, especially and accordingly on the concern and the situation that we start to have, first of all. Second, skincare becomes very fundamental. Although many doctors say, oh, skincare doesn't do anything, that's absolutely not true. Because if the formulation is done specifically and perfectly, you get amazing results. I'm actually about to launch a full new collection that has been my evolution post ayahuasca, post COVID, throughout the past three years. And it's going to be called the Fierce Collection. And it's 18 products. They work throughout menopause, hormonal imbalances, acne, rosacea, and scar tissue. And there is going to be actually one product specifically called Scar and Spot Fighter, who works with retinol, works with plumping from the inside and really soften the scar tissue. The problem that we have with acne scars, it's sometimes they really don't get treated for years. And all of a sudden, the person after 3, 4, 5, 10 years, oh, I don't like the scar tissue, let's do something. It doesn't really work in that way. Unfortunately, we need to have a specific treatment from the inside and outside, which means we need to engage with skincare on a daily basis to be able to always work and soften that area. We need to work with lasers, with microneedles. We need to work with liquid subcision of the skin, thanks from a specific technology. Those are the main technologies that I normally use, that I'm allowed to as well, to work in that direction. And it takes a little time of treatments, but the results are natural and long-lasting. But there is also clearly then, eventually, the intervention of the doctor. The doctor, sometimes when they're very strong adhesion from the scar tissue to the skin, they can break down the adhesion. So the scar will result less depressed, but can be slightly a little bit more plumped. Can be used very high potency peel. However, I do rather use my method because I know that you get 3-4 treatments more, but it's less invasive as downtime and eventually thinning of the skin because of all these crazy active ingredients and high percentage acids. So the scar tissue, it's definitely an environment itself that needs to be treated quite carefully, and it needs to be bespoke on persons, because the scar can be still inflamed or cannot be inflamed. So there are a few different things that needs to be taken in consideration on how it's better to start a treatment. Will I start with acids? Will I start with retinol? Will I start with dermabrasion? Will I start with mesotherapy? Will I start with a strong rejuvenation from the
collagen pills?
You know, I am not really the good person to speak about collagen pills or supplements in any kind, meaning I do take supplements, but are the one from a specific brand that I use that really has been prescribed by a doctor after a surgery that I had and I really did see. I think there are many things that can be used. There are supplements, they are a little bit more robust as ingredients with different kind of collagens, hyaluronic acids, and antioxidants that can stimulate the skin strongly. So that are the one probably that I would say I would preferably glow myself, not necessarily just the collagen, because I don't know in which extension we can see results on the scar for that direction.
Got it. Yeah. And water, drinking a lot of water, of course.
That's
not many people very hydrate important. Enough, right? That's yeah.
That's unfortunately a big part. I am actually extreme, but my body requires. So I guess probably that's my body that has been in use. So for me, a minimum of 4 liters of water a day is always.
Yeah.
But I would say that at least people should push themselves to reach the full 2 liters at least. And then eventually, if they go up, even better. But I guess at least 2 liters of water a day, especially when we live in a society where people are tea, coffee. Here in America, you know very well, you know, iced mochaccino, iced coffee, coffee here, coffee there. It's all about coffee over here. So coffee, it's okay for whatever if you like it, but it's also diuretic. So you're pushing out water, same as for the tea. So hydration comes from water that can stay in. So if you're drinking teas and herbal teas and all of that, you are, you know, helping the extra water, or in any case, the water to be flushed out. So you need to compensate.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much, Pietro, for, you know, sharing all these tips. Like that's you know, very helpful, and I think for a lot more people. Is there anything else, like, before like we end the podcast this part, like, because I'm gonna see you again, I look forward to that, hopefully I can visit you in America, but is there anything like you want to leave the people with? And also, where can people find you on Instagram and
Facebook? So I think people can find me on Instagram on Pietro Simone Official. I'm very happy that we spoke of this new launch, which I guess will be quite strongly controversial, the Fierce Collection. And I will be very happy to see you when you're here, because it will be right in the middle of the launch. So you can try the products and you can really experience. And what I want to leave to the people, it's probably a thing that is completely out of the beauty world, out of the skincare and everything. And I think that really get aware of yourself and really love yourself to the extension that you also want to invest the time to really, you know, speak with yourself, put yourself in front of a mirror, try to get a conversation of things that you like and things that you don't like, because it will empower you quite a lot.
Amazing. Thank you so much. See you soon. And you soon. It was great having you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Life Talk with Jesse Meester. Thanks for listening to the show. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. And if you want to be the next guest, please apply by filling in the contact form on jessemeester.com or DM Meester Store on Instagram. Till next time, keep sharing love and life.